Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, son, real talk. Don't call my phone on Tuesdays or Thursdays at 9 o'clock. That's my Gonzo After Dark Eargasm podcast time. Facts. Tune in 9 p.m. It's Gonzo After Dark. Everybody gather round. Eargasm about to start. Real talk. Battle of the sex. Not what you expecting. It's a matter of perspective. Check them out. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Yo, bugs, they don't hear me, son. I said they ask again. 9 o'clock on the dot where they introduce the topic. Then they break it down and chop it up and walk you through the logic. Every girl that I know now say she love the show, cause they never had so many eargasms in a row. Yo, good on both coasts. Shout out to both hosts. Tonight is a live wire and Bugsy got jokes. That's a fact, that's a fact. Shorty said I got the time, but where's that though? I said it's Gonzo After Dark podcast show. Then gave her the cold shoulder, told her listen to the show and don't you call me till it's over. Yo, it's Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. What did you expect? Politically incorrect. Got the nighter on set with the hookah on deck. Yo, it's Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. What did you expect? Politically incorrect. Got Bugsy on set. Tell the people cut the check.
Yo, attention, attention. I need everybody to stop what you're doing right now. Log on to Facebook Live, blogtalkradio.com. It's Gonzo After Dark, Eargasm Podcast, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday night edition of the Eargasm Show. I am your host, Bugsy, kicking it with my lovely co-host. What's good, what's good, what's good, people? We back, full in effect, live in effect. What's good? Tonight, what's cracking?
What's cracking, lacking? It's Tuesday.
What's shizzle?
Tuesday is feeling like actual Monday for me because I didn't have to work yesterday. So nice. Now I'm feeling like, you know, it's Monday. So I had the Monday blues, but then I thought about it. I'm like, wait a second. Tomorrow is hump day, girl. You better get over it. So I am excited that it is Tuesday. I am excited to be with you guys tonight. So let's talk about what? What are we talking about?
First of all, before we even get anything, let's send a happy birthday to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., ladies and gentlemen.
Happy
first of all,
birthday.
He deserves a round of applause. Shout out to Ro for tuning in. But before we get into the topic and everything, let me ask you a quick question. We're going to play a little game of word association.
Okay.
So when I say Dr. Martin Luther King, what's the first word that comes to your mind?
I have a dream.
That's not a word.
Dream. First phase, first word, dream.
It's dream. I asked her for a word, ladies and gentlemen. But she gave me a full sentence.
But that's what came to my head.
You was hitting this before I hit this?
Whatever.
But shout out to the good Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., man. You know what? Besides all the great works that he did, you know, the monumental things with the civil rights and things, you know what else comes to mind? That super dope video from back in the days that Whitney Houston was in and the Fat Boys, the King Dream Celebrate. Remember that video?
Never saw it before.
You never seen the song for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with Run DMC, Whitney Houston, people?
No.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you? Shout out to Jerome for checking in. Yo, yeah. Your black card might be
revoked.
For not seeing that video. That's crazy.
Didn't have TV that day.
You didn't have you ain't have a TV in the 80s? I upgraded you like a motherfucker, boy. No wonder why you thank the Lord for having me. You ain't had no TV in the 80s? Jesus Christ. I should have done my research, you know, bitch. Who ain't have a TV? Everybody had a TV with the knob, and if the knob ain't work, you took some pliers and you turned the channel with the pliers, but damn. You ain't see the King Dream Celebrate?
No, I didn't see it.
Jesus Christ. But tonight is season 3, episode 11. Tonight we are talking about Three's Company.
Three's a company. So that means...
Why don't you give the people a little description of what we're going to get into tonight.
We're talking about if it's necessary to have a relationship with three people. Do you have that person doing it to pick up the slack for the other person? Or, you know... Is that something you'll do, or you're not interested in something like that at all?
Now, when you say this, are we talking about polygamy or not really? Yeah, shit up. Shout out to Chan for checking in.
I think any type of relationship, even if, like, sometimes you can have a relationship with two women and they both know about each other, and
one of them
don't care. They have their certain days where they're with you, and, you know, that's sufficient for them.
Shout out to SZA. You know, she got that song on the weekend where she's really basically saying, you know, you can have him Monday through Friday, but I'll be with
right.
him on the weekend.
Some people are like, you know what? I can do this. I don't want someone with me 24/7, so that's something that I can do.
Do you think that's... From a woman's standpoint, do you think that's a beneficial relationship? Something that you could work with?
As for me, I don't think that I would be able to do it, but...
Why not?
Because I feel like you're not going to be telling me you got somewhere else to go and I can't go.
What? I'm telling you this weekend I got somewhere to go and you can't go.
Watch
you can't go everywhere,
watch
my G. You can't go everywhere.
Watch
you try to get baby here today? That's what you try to do?
Don't look at me.
Shout out to Lala for checking in. Lala, look, she tried to get baby hairs on the side like this is 1980. You try to get baby hair, my nigga?
Don't look at me.
Oh, shit. You got your edges under control. Did you share that?
I flipped it down.
You flipped it down with a little baby
yeah.
oil? So...
No, Vaseline and water.
Don't tell your secrets, because now everybody's going to be trying to do your little baby hair thing. So, back to the topic, which is Three's Company. I think, from a male's perspective, I think that this is something that should be implemented going forward, especially in this day and age where everything is instant, instant, instant. I believe that if a person came out straight forward and been like, yo, you know, I'm really, really feeling you. I like to get in a relationship with you. However, I like to see other people. But I want to make you, how can I say this without sounding crazy? My main squeeze. I need a luma because that shit sound corny
that
as hell.
That sound like somebody that's 60 years old. Yeah. You know, baby, sugar love.
I will be your main squeeze.
I will make you my main squeeze.
Yeah, that
you ain't
sounded,
gonna get nobody.
Yeah, that sounded bad to me. So I need a new term instead of main squeeze because that wasn't appetizing at all. What? Help me out. What could I say to a lady?
You might as well start singing. Gotta get your groove on.
It's not a song. But help me out. What could I say to a lady that'll make her... So, you know what? I respect your honesty. I'm feeling you, too. I might be okay with this. Because, dear, that main squeeze line was corny as fuck.
You can't
Jesus
say
Christ.
I'm going
to... Shout out to D. D, thanks. Y'all need a line, D. I'm trying to approach a woman that I'm really, really interested in, right? Help me out, D. I'm really, really interested in her. But I want to see other people.
Y'all need a line, D.
And I need for her... I need for my potential new candidate lady... to come aboard. So I'm trying to be honest and do the honesty thing, which we all know as males really don't work. So I'm trying to approach her and I'm saying, listen, sweetheart, I'm really feeling you. I'm really digging you. I could be good to you. I'm a good man. I could be good to you. Get out of here if I elbow you. But I like to see other people. You know what I'm saying? We can make this happen. Where's my line, son? I need a pickup line that's going to entice this other woman to come into this threefold and be down.
Maybe you could say that I just would like a relationship with you.
See, so line
and
is
I'm
the key.
No, but I'm in an open relationship.
Say?
What did he say? You don't need a line. You need a big bank account. He ain't got that.
So if you ain't got no big bank account, this ain't for you? That's not true. Come on, think about it, D. We know a lot of bum ass niggas that got a lot of things lined up, knocking the line down a lot of action.
And it'd be the ones with no
with
money
nothing going for them.
That be having like 8 women.
8, but see the problem is he don't have them all on the same page, understanding that there is multiple partners in this relationship. I want to be honest.
No, but then they still be knowing about each other and still be in a relationship with him.
So you think the approach is just a lie, and then whatever happens, happens. Whoever stays, stays. If
no,
they
I
don't,
said say I'm in an open relationship.
An open relationship. Now, you just introduced something totally different from the approach. So that's the approach then? To be
like, if you're going to be honest and you want someone to come aboard and you don't want to start your friendship with lying, then that's what you would say.
Hmm. What Rose Lyon say?
He said, but he's lying, though. That's the problem. Who's lying?
Right, Rose. See, I don't want to lie. I want to be honest up front because I don't want to try to be fucking super detective guy and hiding my lies and covering it up with another lie.
How is he lying? Wait, because he's saying you're lying. How is he lying if he's saying he wants an open relationship? That means a relationship with more than one female. How is that a lie?
I don't think that's the approach he was going with. I think he was going with the first point that you told us to do, which was you actually told us to lie and just go into the relationship.
I didn't say that. I said say you in an open you want an open relationship. Hi, Lillian.
Just be honest. Some women want the same. I hear you, D, and I hear women saying that. But I don't know if women really respect that honesty line like that. I hear a lot. When you see it on TV and stuff, they be like, look, I'm mad because you didn't give me the option. If you would have gave me the option, you never know. I would have been down for it. But we all know women need the lie. They want that lie. Or what we're saying. No, I'm saying the broke dude with 8 chicks is lying.
Yes.
I agree with you on that, my brother. They be lying their asses off. It works.
And the girls be fighting over them like they the shit. Well, I guess they must have some good pipe then.
Yeah, well, fuck that bank account, D. You need to sling some
right.
some great dick.
It's not a bank account, it's great pipe.
Yeah, yeah, I think the bank account goes out the window with great pipe. So, not pause, I'm saying. Not like I know, I'm just saying. I guess it's the great pipe that keep them around because dudes
well,
don't
Ro,
be having a pot to piss
on. Telling the truth. He said the dudes with money can tell the 8 chicks the truth.
Yo, Ro is on some shit today, boy. He's dropping gems. You know what? And I agree with him, too.
I agree with him. I agree
Jesus
with him.
Jesus Christ. Yo, you 2 for 2 right now, Ro.
I
you
agree
two
with him.
For two. You got another gem you want to drop? You sound like you got mad bitches, Ro. Oh, shout out to Ro, whose birthday
Happy
it is today.
Happy birthday, Ro.
Thanks for checking in on your B-Day, my dude. Yo.
Happy birthday
hey.
To you. Hey. Happy birthday
hey.
To you.
Hey. Happy birthday. See how I put that bass in it made it sound better.
You
she was doing
good.
Okay.
You sound good,
but when
baby.
I added that bass.
You sound good.
Because I'm all about that bass. No trouble.
All about that bass. No trouble.
All right, so what are some pros and cons of having multiple partners versus being in a monogamous relationship? Because you know what? To be honest, I don't think humans were meant to be in monogamous relationships. I think that's something that was created in the United States because if you look around the world and see the world as a whole, other countries which practice Islamic religion, it's any religion that has multiple partners. Only here in the United States is frowned upon and actually considered illegal. I think humans weren't meant to be in monogamous relationships.
Okay, you asked previously after you started talking a lot, what are the pros and cons
yes.
of being in a relationship?
I just want to
give
my point. I feel
that a con to being in a relationship is every woman nags, every woman gets on your nerves. Now you got double the headache. I don't care what situation you're in and what's going on with a woman, they always nag and they're never fully satisfied. So now you got 2 women on your hand that's gonna give you double the headache.
But see, now that's the thing though. When this one is what's the chances of both these women bitching and nagging at the same time? You're supposed to get a woman that's the total opposite of the other one for it to work.
Yeah, it'll work, but I'm saying it doesn't mean that they're going to be bitching on the same day. It's like you're going to get one bitching one day, one bitching another day. Then maybe they probably somehow going to be on the administration the same time.
Oh, come
and
on.
Then they're going to have double the problems of headaches for you. Can you handle that? No.
Here's the thing.
And can you handle...
Can you ask me a question and jump into something
can
else?
Can you handle being sexually for two women, not just one?
Nigga, we got the pill. We got the blue pill.
The blue pill gives heart attacks.
Hey, I'd rather go out with a heart attack because I'm piping than to be walking down the street and get hit by a car. If I had to choose my option, I'm going with piping. How he died.
Up of me.
That was the best line of The Color Purple. I don't care what you say. That's how I envision myself going out on a young thing, getting my last stroke on. Tell that testimony at my funeral. How he
Nobody
died on top of me.
That.
Damn that. I don't want to get hit by a car, shot, none of that crazy shit. I want to die on my last stroke. And just keel over.
I think we got some callers in the queue.
We do got a caller, but you ain't getting no pros.
I gave you cons. Listen, if you want to speak to us, please press 1 so that we can know that you're in the queue.
And give them the calling number for the people that's in the,
to call
on Facebook
in,
Live.
The call-in number is
619-924-0711. And remember to press 1 to speak to the host. And after you finish with your comments and opinions or whatever, press 1 to get back out the queue so we know that you're done.
Yes, you have to press 1
thought.
So that we can know that you're in the queue, and we are looking forward to speaking to you.
All right.
Can I have that?
We're going to take a call and keep this thing moving. For
Let's
those of you that's just tuning in and don't know how this thing works, we answer calls by the last 4 digits of the number that you're calling in. Hopefully, you new millennials... And people with these smartphones know your goddamn number and know which number
right. We're
gonna
call
your
last
from.
4 digits of your number.
So we're gonna take a call and keep this thing moving. Caller 3168. You on live with the Airgasm Show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
How you doing? My name is Aries. I'm like the sign. Happy Martin Luther King. Happy Martin Luther King birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Dr. King!
Yes. I heard y'all topic. I didn't want to talk about y'all topic. I had a different topic, if you don't mind me talking about this. Now, yesterday, you know, it was MLK, and my girl was a dog walker, so she walking her dog, you know, it's a business. And
right.
she's working for a white man. Now, the white man texts her back, and he says, you lazy nigger, and didn't want to pay her money. So she calls me over. I come over. I have a meeting with this man. Right, he wants to fight. Actually, told me to come down to his house. So I told him to come down to our house. So he comes down there. So we get into it. Right. So, but he ended up apologizing, calling her a nigga, and paid her like $200 in a check and $100 in cash. Then after the fight was over, then me and her broke up because she was mad at me at the way I handled it, and I fucked up her business. How is that fair?
Wow, that's crazy.
But what did you
that's
do? Did you curse him out or something?
No, he said a fight.
I spoke to him like a gentleman. I was like, look, man, you know, as the holidays, especially at this time, first of all, we don't use that N-word period among ourselves, so you know it's very offensive when you use it, especially to a woman. This is what I tell the man. So we continue to talk, and he says, okay, eventually, reluctantly, he says, I'm sorry, but he's upset, right? So then I said to my girl, I said, well, how much do you want? You know, for this, you know, verbal assault. We're just gonna call it. You just let it go. So I said okay, and he tells me I have to let him out the house, or he gonna put me up on kidnapping charges. So I let the man go. So I let him go. Then after he left, she looked at me and she's angry with me because of the way I handled it. Somebody, you should have beat him up. When I was gonna hit him, you told me not to hit him because I'm gonna go to jail. She said, wait to catch him on the street. Don't beat him up in the house because she's gonna get kicked out of the complex. I said, oh, you worried about you getting kicked out of the complex? What about me? I'm the one that hit him. I'm going to jail. And then we break up on top of it over this fight. Now isn't that ridiculous?
That's crazy.
You know what? you sound like you dodged a bullet because she don't. She sound confused like a motherfucker. Like, oh, you're right. Like, she don't know what she want to do. She don't know if she want a man to defend her honor or she want a coward.
She's crazy. She gonna wake me up in the morning. First thing in the morning. I'm asleep. So she gives me that I should have called my Muslim brothers. They would have handled that better. What do you mean they would have handled it better? He just gave you a $200 check and $100, and she mad because she gave the $100 back because he threw it on the floor. I'm like, so what? It's
$100. $100? He ain't throwing in some shit and piss on it. He just threw it on the floor.
Even if he did, wipe it off. Sprinkles.
That's nothing.
That's crazy.
Listen to me and listen to me carefully. You dodged a bullet. Because she sound crazy as bat shit.
She sound crazy as cat shit.
Wait, since y'all broken up, let me ask you this question. Was the pussy good? Was the pussy good?
Was the pussy good? Yeah. It wasn't bad. It's always good. But
you,
because there's
you
no
might,
such thing as bad pussy. There's only good and better.
You might just need to let her calm down and get that back, my brother. You got 2 days to calm down and just be like, you still mad or not?
Well, I figured out that she's not really mad. I think I let her marinate. I think it's a fact that she's trying to be in control. And I mean, and everybody is always good, really. It's only good and better. So if her husband's good, I can get better. So I'm not really worried about it.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't really worried about it. But it's crazy, man. I can't be dealing with stuff like this. 1 week is one thing, next
like
week is another.
It sounds like she wanted you to get arrested or something.
I think because she told me I was gonna go down to his house when she called me on the phone. I was in my car. I drove over to the house and said, what's going on? So I was gonna drive down to his house. You know what I'm saying, to talk to him down there. She said, don't do that because if you get in a fight at his house, you're gonna get arrested. I said, okay. So I stayed in the house over there. I said when he called back, give me the phone. I'm gonna get him to come down here. So I managed to get him to come down there where we were. And that's how all of this took place. So first thing in the morning, instead of cooking me some breakfast and giving me a kiss, she waking up talking about, I should have contacted my Muslim brothers. They would have handled that better. I said, what you talking about? You got $300.
What she think? Muslims don't fight neither? She got the bow tie twisted. They fight too.
I don't know what's up with her. I don't know what she wanted to do. I really don't know what she wanted to do. This shit, I messed up her business, and I'm going to get her kicked out of the place. Because now they're going to press charges on me. I tell you, that's the slave mentality, mind she has. They called her a nigga, and I'm going to get locked up. They call you the nigga. They owe you money. And how we get locked up? This is your house. The mind is corrupted, man.
Yeah, I don't really understand what she expected you to do by telling you and then really didn't want you to do nothing.
You know what you need to tell her? Go about
What's
your
that?
Business, nigga.
I know that's right. That's what I need to tell her. Don't make no daggone sense.
You need to tell her kick rocks, nigga.
And flip flops.
I should text that.
No, remember you need to lay yourself down right now so you can get back in that box this weekend.
That's some good advice right there. Because I left my glasses over there, right? So she pulled over to my house this morning, called me, didn't come upstairs, blew the horn from down, called me on the phone, asked me, is your car open? I was like, nah, why? I have your glasses. I go downstairs and get my glasses. So I get in the car, and I'm thinking she gave me my glasses. She didn't kiss me goodbye. She said, wait, I'm not pleased with you. I'm not pleased because of the way you handled that. You're not pleased with me. I ain't pleased with you neither.
Oh,
that don't mean I don't want none of this stuff. So that's what it is, man.
Yo, we appreciate your call, my brother.
Thank you for calling.
Listen,
in.
I hope things work out for you. I don't even know if I want you to go back. You might dodge a bullet, but you still need to get that little trim on the side, though.
Not unless you got another one lined up.
You got another one lined up. Let this one go, because she crazy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I think you're right. I think I'm gonna take that. Thanks for the good advice, y'all. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you calling in, my G.
Press 1 to get out the queue. Thank you for calling.
All right.
No problem.
Shout out to Moochie for checking in.
Hey, Mooch.
Oh, man. All right, so now that you had time to process his situation.
But that was crazy. exactly what he went through.
It was totally, he did what a man is supposed to do.
He
when
took
his woman,
up for her.
He got her the compensation.
I think he got her more than a compensation.
He got her more than a compensation.
And then she gave back $100.
Why would she give the money back?
Because she said he threw it on the floor. So I guess he was disrespecting her by throwing
he
it on the floor.
He disrespected her when they
right,
threw her
right,
finger.
Right.
Listen. The Tupac's mom, Afeni Shakur, she said, in all forms, well, she really said entertainment, but this applies to all forms of life. Listen up, people. Every week, not say every week, but mostly, you're going to get, people are going to try to exploit you. Put your pride to the side. They want to exploit you. Get compensated for you,
mm-hmm.
for it. They want to exploit you. Put a high price tag on it. Don't just, F that. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Get your coins. Get your ones. Get paid. You want this? All right. The man got her more, probably more than her day's pay, an extra $100 on top.
Right.
And she still wasn't satisfied because she threw on the floor. I don't know. I think she might be a little bad that.
Yeah, she sounds. You know who she sounds like?
Peanut.
No, not Peanut. She sounds. Do you guys watch Shameless? She sounds like the girl that made her own proposal. What is her name? The girl on Shameless.
Oh, Ding's new girlfriend, right?
Yes, she sounds crazy as I don't know what. But you know what? Men like the more crazier you are, the more attached a man will get.
You know, I heard the crazy ones got the best box. That's what I heard, the word on the street. Some crazy ones in here, y'all. I'm telling you, the crazy.
Are you pointing at me?
No, I'm on the hookah, putting the hookah tip in.
Oh.
There's some crazy ones. Box be all right, make a nigga say I do. I'm telling you, crazy ones got the best box. But yeah, we at that point of the.
I'm not crazy.
We at the point of the show right now where we gotta pay a couple bills.
Can you pay my bills?
So we gonna go to commercial. Look, so true. Lillian,
she
good box.
She cray cray.
Or she got what's she saying? She got the good box or she date girls with good box?
I know you date girls with good box or you got the good box.
She need to let us know. But yeah, we gonna pay some bills and we gonna get right back. This is season 3, episode 11. Tonight we're talking about Three's Company.
Mm-hmm.
But we had an interesting caller just call in and tell us about his situation on MLK weekend. And we're going to ponder that. We're going to get right back. It's the Airgasm Show on Gonzo After Dark Radio. I'm your host, Bugsy, kicking it with my lovely co-host.
Tonighta.
And we'll be right back, y'all.
Shop Golden Child ENT for the latest Golden Child ENT merchandise, music, and much more. Just log on to www.goldenchildent.com. And click on the Shop Golden Child ENT tab for your shopping options. In addition, visit us on eBay at Golden Child ENT for a variety of quality goods and name brand products at tremendous savings. That's www.goldenchildent.com or visit us on eBay. And remember, Golden Child ENT, we shine brighter.
For the latest in entertainment, new music, videos, fashion, and worldwide news, log on to www.goldenchildent.com. Update it on a daily basis to get you up to date with the latest. Follow Golden Child ENT on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. Golden Child ENT. We shine brighter.
And we are back live, y'all, on this Tuesday night edition of the Airgasm Show. I'm your host, Bugsy, kicking it with my lovely co-host.
Tonighta.
And tonight is season 3, episode 11. Tonight, we're talking about Three's Company. We're trying to find out if, in this day and age, is having multiple partners in a relationship better and more beneficial than being in a monogamous relationship. Earlier, prior to the commercial break, we had a caller call in and tell us about his situation over the MLK weekend, which was a little crazy. I think he handled it the right way.
I think so, too. I think the girl is just crazy.
A little crazy. He might dodge the bullet. But we're going to get into the topic.
Pros and cons.
Pros and cons. You gave us a con.
The con is you can't handle two women. Like, it's just, I feel like one woman is more than enough with the headaches, us going through our emotional thing to deal with. Somebody is going to get neglected along the way because you got to spend that energy and that time with that woman. And I feel like a man, they think about, oh, to women, they're just thinking about sexually. But what about pleasing her mentally and physically, not just sexually? That means taking her out. That means, like, if I'm with someone, you're going to have to be able to take care of me. Can you take care of two women?
I think it's all about balance. I mean, if you're a good...
It's not just balance. You
I can't get a point in.
Go ahead.
It's all about balance. Like, if you have these two women, when you're dealing with them, you have to know their characteristics, their personalities, their traits, their likes, their don't likes. Like, it's not for everybody. Let's put that out there. It's not for everybody. But a great multitasker will be able to juggle. Like, there's a lot of dudes, I ain't say dudes, a lot of dudes, a lot of women that's out here currently cheating. But they're doing it on the low. I think if you put it out there and you have the other people willing to be in this, I guess, open relationship as you wanted to label it, you should be able to manage these two situations. I don't think it's that hard of a task. I really don't. I think it's something that's manageable. The hard part is selling it in this day and age to these black women, because they are so programmed to thinking that monogamous relationships is the right way to go.
Okay. Let me
shout out to Rob for tuning in.
Let me switch the situation just a little bit.
Okay.
Because men is always saying, oh, why can't I have two women? Okay, why can't a woman have two men? Why can't it be a woman with two men? Why can't that be a possibility?
It can go that way, but here's the problem that men don't have to deal with, that women have to deal with. What happens when that woman gets pregnant? Now she's dealing with two dudes.
No, this is even better. Now she has
who's the father?
Who take a, what day we live in? This is 2018. You can know who's the father by going to a drugstore.
Yeah, but this is the problem.
They could both be daddies.
I don't.
If she's in a relationship, one is just going to be the, you know, paternal father, and the other one is the father. They still, both of them are still daddies. They have to take care of the child. If we're in this relationship, you making it a problem because it's
I'm not making. I didn't say nothing. I'm
two,
taking it in and processing what
women,
you're saying.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm taking it. I didn't say there was a problem with it. I'm taking it now. I'm trying to tell you where the problem in this other reverse role can happen is the pregnancy.
It's not a problem.
It is a problem because a lot of dudes. I'm not speaking for a lot of dudes, but I'm sure the dudes that's on Facebook Live and in the queue can chime in. A lot of dudes is not going to want to be a father figure to somebody else's child that's in the picture.
Yeah, but if you're in this relationship with all three of us, you're down for everything. You're down for the baby. You're down for everything. Same vice versa if it's a man with two women. If he gets one of them pregnant, the other one is also going to help out with the baby. That's easy to come to your head. Oh, it's fine. We're all going to help out with the baby, but vice versa, they can't. Come on.
Let's do a survey for the Facebook Live listeners and the callers in the queue. Fellas, I'm asking the fellas, how many fellas are willing to stay and remain in the relationship?
Package deal.
If the other guy got the woman pregnant, would you still be willing to raise this kid as your own kid and still continue to be in this open relationship?
After you agreed to be in the relationship with the woman.
Shout out to Mikey for tuning in.
I bought Big Rob. He said it's a package deal. Thank you, because you already agreed to this.
I guess so. You may be right.
Yeah, you already agreed to it.
I guess so, that comes with the look. Now he put up a question mark face. He ain't think about that part. See, everybody.
Listen. You're able to walk away because this is not really marriage. After the relationship is done, if you're saying, yo, I want to walk away, you can walk away because you are not the biological father. Vice versa.
Yeah,
if
but
you're
see,
in
now
a
you, you just reinforced my point.
No, but that's...
If you're walking away, you're not down with it.
It's
if
not,
stay,
no,
you're
I'm
down
saying
with
ask,
it.
Sometimes relationships hit bumps and curves.
Oh, that's a bump.
Any
literally a bump.
That's vice versa if it was a man and two women. If the other woman is not the mother and she's in this relationship with y'all and, you know, somehow it's not working out, the one who's not pregnant can walk away.
Well, first of all, if you're having sex with multiple people, you should be strapped up. I know how it could get, though. when you just happen to be in one of those grooves and the Henny's in the system.
Thanks, Rob. He said, I'm in that.
What happened?
He said, I'm reading from
okay.
here. Jesus. Nah, that ain't gonna, Ro said it's not gonna work.
Thank you, Ro. Shout out to Day Day for tuning in. Yeah,
but,
I don't.
But if it's vice versa, guys, if it's two women and one man, will that work? This is why y'all can't get two women.
We can't speak on a woman's behalf. Only a woman that's in the queue can answer that and let us know would they be willing to stay. There's a lot of women that don't want to have kids. That don't mind being like, oh, that's your kid, that's y'all kid. But I still want that bite.
Okay, so it could be vice versa in the other relationship too. It's all about agreement. You're saying that it can't be done because if she get pregnant. No. It's the same box.
You know, it's different after. The shit look totally different after a big head done pop out. And you know it's from stuff. What? You got to read those comments.
Because now that's messy. Up my bread. That's messing up my bread. It's messing up your bread because you have to pay. You're going to have to pay for two women regardless.
I'd rather pay for two women than a woman and another dude's baby. I'm just being honest. I don't want to pay for this little nigga. He ain't mine. We're going to take a call and keep this thing moving. Caller 1026, you on live with the Airgasm Show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yes, my number?
Yo, peace, God.
Hold on,
son, before you go. Caller's in the queue. How this thing works, he should know better. We answer calls by the last four digits of the number that you call.
I forgot my number,
hopefully,
man.
I forgot my number. Shout out to Mark for tuning in. What's good, my G?
Ain't shit, man. We gotta unpack this real quick. Yo, Princey, what up? Bugs, what up? I'm trying to remember real quick. I was trying to take notes real quick, right? For starters, right? What Princey's saying is that's the look at the bird over there, because that's not the conversation. Women can barely find one man nowadays, let alone they're going to find two men. So that's like saying, why can't a lion swim in the water like a fish? Because women, listen, women outnumber us already. So women can't even find one. The ones that can find two, like Bug said, I agree with, like, I think 3 out of 4 of his points or 4 out of 5 of his points, because he says it's not for everybody. So for the people that it's for, it's going to be a package deal. Dudes, you know what I'm saying, dudes stick around and take care of the kids every day. That really wouldn't be a problem, I don't think. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. You know, dudes got stepkids, it's kids. There's all kinds of different situations with that. As far as
right.
women is concerned, that shit is not for everybody, but for the people that it's for, that shit is beneficial in more ways than it's not. You know what I'm saying?
Break it down for the people. Let them know how it benefits you, Sonny.
Boom, because you got four incomes, five incomes, right? And let me start off by saying this. It's beneficial for everybody, and the lowest on the totem pole is the man, because the man can't satisfy. It's difficult to satisfy three women or two women. You know what I'm saying? It's difficult to satisfy one. So a lot of times, like my wife always says, it's really women are there to support each other. The man holds them down. I know most of the time brothers got to come up with, I know a lot of situations that I read about and seen stories about where the dudes, each woman will have their own house, but they still all live together. But now all of a sudden, they got that support. I don't know what the fuck my wife goes through when her stomach hurts and she got her period. You feel me? But another woman might know. I could be out and now the vibe is not me going, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yo, what the fuck? You ain't that bad.
Right, now you got somebody there that understands and is able to pursue.
Did y'all know that Erykah Badu is the doula for her kids' siblings, all her other baby daddies, baby mothers, and wives? She actually gave birth to them kids. Like,
what?
Women can't get over their own self. Like, it's not about... Huh?
Now, I was explaining to her what a doula is, because a lot of people don't know what that is.
It's like
a natural midwife. Right.
Exactly. Naturally, though, like, you know what I'm saying? So now you're dealing with somebody screaming and yelling, no medicine, that's the water births and a different shit like that. That's one big family. And that's what it really is. Everybody gets caught up on like somebody is really ours. Like my shorty is not my shorty. She is who she is. We just share this life. You feel me? So it's not my possession. Everybody's with this possession shit, especially women, and that's because of the ratio. But if women don't relax, like Nori said, it's going to be a lot of, you know, seats gone. Musical chairs is going to be up. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. You gave some great knowledge and some great gems on the pros. You have anything?
And the cons is for the dudes though.
What's the cons?
You gotta be able to pay for three houses. You gotta be able to keep the order in this madness. Yeah, but that's not a problem if you got it. There's a lot of brothers that got money, but dudes is throwing bands away at strip clubs and dumb shit like that. Niggas got belts and all kind of crazy shit. But if you really think about it, if your woman is working and kids is being homeschooled, like the brother Polite had broke it down one time on this same topic. And he said he broke down a time in the day. He said it gives him more time in the day to spend more time with everybody. Everybody splits the day. We work 8 hours out of 24. Hour and a half to commute, 2 hours in some cities. That's 10 hours right there. You know what I'm saying? They say we sleep 8, that's 18. Let's say 6. That's 6 hours right there. Then you got how many hours left?
I don't know, nigga. You trying to make me a mathematician clean right now? I'm only an accountant.
You're a mathematician.
From
nigga.
8 to
you
5, man. 5, I turned my calculator off. Now you trying to make me do shit in my head. You know I'm in the
that's
new millennium. I need a calculator.
That's 8 hours. You got 8 hours left. You got 8 hours in your day left to eat, wash, bathe, socialize, drink, all that in one day. But if shit is broken down, everybody's getting their shwin, because we take our time and we all work in businesses and we all in the same house and we homeschooling and we cooking real food and everybody's working together.
He's way less.
Oh, shit.
He's
sound like you in Big Love right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's definitely in one of those plantation complexes. Yeah, he's in a compound and everybody's not even leaving the gated area.
They asses is going to school.
I need
they
these little bastards out
home
the house. Nah, damn
they
that, buddy. I ain't with the homeschool shit. I need to get
but
my free
but not like a compound.
Speaking of the phone, you breaking up. Talking to the phone.
I'm talking in the phone. When you think about greatness, think about the great families, what you think? You think Rockefellers, right? Vanderbilt,
right.
These are big families, man. These are huge families. That's the only way we're going to do that. That's the only way we're really going to do that. That's the other pro, too. That's not even a con. The only cons is for the dudes, man. That's it. Women are going to share anyway. They share, you know what I'm saying? They nurturers. They want everybody to be good.
Not, right?
Yeah, because they want everybody to be good. You know what I'm saying? Three women in one house.
Checking in. I feel you. But thanks for tuning in, my G. Thanks for
your
words of wisdom and your gems that you dropped tonight. We appreciate it. I hope the ladies and gentlemen took down some of what he said and listened to the pros and cons.
Yo, son, I just hope they understood.
Yeah, there were some moments where you went in and out, but I think they got the gist of it.
The math problem went over my head.
Yeah, nobody did the math on the hour. But yeah, we get it. We get it. We had it already
done
for us. We sit here going like this: 5 carry the 1 minus the 3. Yeah, there might be like 2 hours, but nah, there's another nah. But we get it. Thanks for tuning in, Sonny.
Yes, sir.
All right. So Sonny gave us some interesting points, some interesting gems.
He was talking about working together, not so much on a sexual level, but
As a woman
being there for each other as one, like somebody is the person who cooks, someone is doing the laundry, you know, you have that person like, okay, it's your week to be with him. I don't know how it works, but that sounds like a little bit too much for me.
You need to broaden your horizons and open your third eye and be a little more open-minded to a more successful lifestyle. Like, you know how much more productive and life this house, this Clark household could be if you had a sister, girlfriend, or wife to help you out. You wouldn't have to go to the laundromat, walk around. Why your nose flaring up? Why your nose flaring up?
Because you are happy with the once a month meal that you get.
See what I'm saying? I'm eating McDonald's and all type of unhealthy shit Because I get a home cooked meal once a month.
You're happy with that?
No, I'm not happy. Look at my titties. Do my titties look happy? No, I'm getting fat. I see niggas ain't. What up? Oh, shout out to O for tuning in. I see niggas I ain't seen in a while, and they be like, damn, I guess you ain't playing ball no more. That's not cool. I need a home cooked meal. I don't need food under the lamp.
I'm cooking for you tomorrow.
Oh, shit. What happens after tomorrow? Now you get quiet.
I'm going to order the meal plan for you.
You see what I'm saying, Mike? Niggas be like, damn, I guess you ain't playing. Look at my neck in the camera, yo. I look like I got three necks right now.
He does not. He's buff.
Next you're going to say I'm just big boned.
Look at these arms.
I ain't been big boned. I used to have a six-pack, abs, anything. You can see my chin with definition. Now you don't know where my chin starts and my neck, where my chin stops and my neck starts. It looks like one connection. You know why? Because I'm eating McDonald's. I had Wendy's four times this week, and it's only Tuesday.
Listen, he doesn't need another woman.
Why don't I need another woman?
For what? Women don't cook anyway.
That's not true. You don't cook everywhere. I see women posting all the time all these great meals that they post
they
on a daily basis.
That's exactly. That's what they do on the internet. They front.
Are you hating? You just hating.
They fretting talking about their cooking meals. That means they don't work.
I'll stay home
and you have all the meals you want.
Nah, but we need that income though. See what I'm saying? You can't.
So go make more
listen.
Money.
Oh, shit.
The fuck?
You can't play all roles and fulfill everything that needs to be done.
Bugsy about to get his head smashed in.
Jesus. This is your topic. How am I going to get my head smashed in?
Well, say you satisfied with what you got.
Fuck.
Say it now.
No, don't say that. Oh, what's wrong with you? Then you're going to shift the attention back to, we need two husbands now. What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, you just tuned in. So you ain't understand that she tried to push the two husband things
already.
You're
right.
See? You're right.
They do cook the best. That's why you need two husbands.
Whatever. We're at that point in the show. We got to pay some bills. We're going to take a commercial
break.
Remember,
we got to take more callers. When we come back, we'll take some more callers.
Mama Bugs, I see you in the queue. Sonny, I think you're still in the queue. I don't know if you're trying to get back or you're not, but if you're not trying to get back, you know the rules, my G.
Press
1 to get out the queue.
Press 1 to get out.
This is Season 3, Episode 11 of the Airgasm Show. Tonight's topic is Three's Company. We're talking about is having multiple partners in a relationship more beneficial than being in a monogamous relationship. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to get right back. It's the Airgasm Show on Gonzo After Dark Radio. I'm your host, Bugsy, kicking it with my lovely co-host,
Tanita.
And we'll be right back, y'all.
Shop Golden Child ENT for the latest Golden Child ENT merchandise, music, and much more. Just log on to www.goldenchildent.com and click on the Shop Golden Child ENT tab for your shopping options. In addition, visit us on eBay at Golden Child ENT for a variety of quality goods and name brand products at tremendous savings. That's www.goldenchildent.com or visit us on eBay. And remember, Golden Child ENT, we shine brighter.
For the latest in entertainment, new music, videos, fashion, and worldwide news, log on to www.goldenchildent.com. Update it on a daily basis to get you up to date with the latest. Follow Golden Child ENT on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. Golden Child ENT. We shine brighter.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Tuesday night edition of the Airgasm Show. I'm your host, Bugsy, kicking it with my lovely co-host.
Tonight.
And it's Season 3, Episode 11. And tonight's topic, we're talking about Three's Company. We're trying to figure out if it's more beneficial to have multiple partners in a relationship or is the monogamous relationship with one person the best route to go. We're going to take some callers and keep this thing moving. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that's in the callers queue. We answer phone calls by the last four digits of the number that you're calling in from. So hopefully you know the number that you called in from. So we're going
to
take a call.
And you got to press 1 to get in the queue.
We're going to take a call and keep this thing moving. Caller 0644. You're on live with the Airgasm Show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Mama Bugs. What's up, you guys?
What's good?
Yo, I think it's great for it to be two guys and one woman.
Thanks, Mama Bug.
Now, you say that, but you got to say it with some support. Why do you feel that way?
Because you know what? I think I'm enough woman to, like, you know, the other way around, I couldn't deal with that. I can't. No, ain't no two women going to be in my damn house doing shit.
Well, maybe
but
she can have
her really own like, house. Huh?
Maybe she can have her own house.
No, she ain't sharing my, she ain't going to be with my man, period. But I like the idea of the two guys. I think that could work.
All right.
Go ahead.
I think the two guys will work much better because that will make me happy. Reason why? Sometimes your guys just get on my nerves and it's nice to have somebody else in the picture.
So why that same principle can't apply the other way around? I mean, it can't be.
I just got finished telling you because it won't make me happy.
Oh, shit, you selfish.
Well.
Well.
But Mama Bugs, you think you can handle two men?
Oh, of course.
No problem?
At one time.
No, nah, that ain't.
For them.
Huh?
At one time or you got different nights for them?
Oh, say what the fuck?
Well, if I wasn't 60, it would be one time.
Uh-huh.
But now that I'm 60, I got to take it in stride. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that idea is so much better because the guys should go out there. You know, men supposed to be the hunters, you know, the ones that go out there and make the money. And I could just kick back and relax and have your little meal ready. I'll do all that kind of bullshit if I could stay home.
For two guys, you could maintain two guys doing that, cooking and cleaning for two different guys?
Yeah.
No biggie.
Nah, I think that's a great idea. Sometimes men think they just want a different variety, a different thing. But when women do it, we got to be whole sluts and all this other kind of bullshit. But we feel the same way, too.
Excuse me? I'm not judging or labeling anybody.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, in my day, I did have two guys at one time.
Oh, you did?
So tell us about that experience, yes. Mama.
I just told you it was wonderful.
I mean,
they didn't know it.
Oh, they didn't know
No, they didn't know.
That's what we're trying to talk about. We're talking about everybody knowing the situation.
No, that's what I'm saying. I wish it was like that. That would have been great. That would have been a nice situation. I would have loved it.
Do you think it would have worked if you would have been upfront with what you wanted with two guys? Or you were just cool with it was more exciting?
No, because niggas used to fight and carry on over me, so that wouldn't have worked.
You had that bomb, but, no diggity, huh, Mama Bug?
But listen to what I'm saying. Yeah. If you was the bomb that you claiming that you was.
I still is.
All right, so wouldn't they be willing to take that sacrifice just to be in your good graces?
No, that's why they won't, because they didn't want to share me. You understand? Wow. Oh my God!
Oh, you was too much to be shared. That's what they want all
right.
Your time.
They couldn't deal with that. They would go home crying and carrying on. So that's why you don't let them know. You understand?
Right.
But this is a new day and age, a new time.
Hey, Joe Black.
I think it would have. You think you'd be able to pull it off now in your heyday?
No, now I don't care about things like that now. You know what I mean? I don't care about things like that now. Now's a different age and time. Let's try and get through another day. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit about niggas and all that kind of shit. I don't even want to be bothered with them most of the time.
I hear you.
But the other way around is very good. I think this should be that way sometime. Don't you think so?
I agree.
Of course she is.
Yeah, I agree with you, Princey. I do. It should be like that sometimes because let me tell you something. One woman is enough, and men can't even deal with one. So to try, like you said, to deal with two, they would lose their damn mind.
You can't. Exactly. You can't. speak on a male's perspective from a woman's perspective. Let's be 100.
Yes, I can. Because I, like I said, I can. Because I know the men I had, like I said, they'll be home crying.
Listen, I don't know what punk-ass niggas you dealt with, what non-multitaskers you dealt with, but you, as a woman, you can see, this is the problem with women nowadays. You cannot explain or express or even understand the male's point of view because you're a woman. You don't live as a man. You can't do it. No matter
how you gonna say you don't know what punk ass niggas I dealt with. One was your daddy.
Oh shit. Well, with that being said, that's enough being said. That's a punk ass nigga. Apparently.
Yeah, do what I'm trying to tell you now. Don't say it can't be done. What punk ass nigga you've been dealing with? One was your daddy. And that motherfucker used to cry many tears over me. You better believe that shit. That ain't no lie.
That wasn't my daddy. That was Tyrell daddy.
Shit, might have been Tyrell daddy too, goddammit.
See, you just proved my point. You dealt with some punk ass niggas. I just said that.
Yo.
Now
I just said I just said one was your daddy.
All right. I don't give a shit. You dealt with some punk-ass niggas. That's what I said. So
me neither. That's why, let me tell you, though, that's why that shit will work for me, because I don't give a shit. See, when you're dealing with shit like that, too, you can't have no emotions mixed up in the shit.
Right. Well, so you believe that a woman can't be in love with two men at the same time? Because you just said your emotions can't get involved. And...
Now, your emotions can get mixed up in the shit. I said it's nice, though, to have, because you, just like you guys want a variety and y'all want to keep it on the down low, women do, too. Don't think that they don't, because we do.
See, that's the point of this topic. I'm trying to bring it to the forefront and be honest about it up front and try to make it work instead of going behind her back and creeping and doing all this other shit to get this situation. I'm trying to put it up front, so, you know, it's not...
Yeah, so get another guy. She's right. Brenda, you're right. Find another guy.
Exactly.
What?
We'll be
but
on
what
point.
Is that? You're not making any sense. What's
a
that?
Man, another man will take a lot...
Oh, now it's no sense. Now it's no sense.
Hold on. Right. No, because you just said that men want this, that, and the third, but how do you flip it into two guys? A man don't want two guys. You're not making any sense.
No, it's not what the man
That's
wants.
What
the
I'm,
woman
I'm,
wants two
I'm
guys.
Going to her point. She said that men want two women in different varieties, this, then, and third. How does that then translate to a man wanting a woman to have multiple guys? That doesn't make any sense. You're not listening to
what... We didn't say multiple. You said two. We want two, too.
Exactly.
Who the hell you think? Who do y'all think y'all are? Who the hell do y'all think y'all are?
Mama Bugs, listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying it can't happen.
I'm Mama Bugs. I want two.
And hey, that's all good. But you have to find the right two guys that are willing to be in that situation.
Okay,
and you have to be upfront about it up front. This is what I'm saying. You can't.
But Bugsy, you didn't say that. You're saying that it cannot happen.
I didn't say that.
They always got something different to say when it's on the other foot.
Exactly.
I didn't say it can't happen. Y'all not listening. That's the problem with you women. Y'all don't listen. I said it can happen.
And you want another one. And you want another one. And you want another one. He's saying we don't listen, but he want another one.
Want another what? What are you talking about?
Women. You said they don't listen.
You talking about that's the problem with women. Y'all don't listen. And then you want two that don't listen?
All right. Point for Mama Bugs. But here's the point to negate your point. The point is when you get that second person, the second person is supposed to be the total opposite of the first person. That's how you balance the two women. You listen, you can't go and get the same person that you're dealing with because that defeats the purpose of getting the second woman. You have to get somebody that's total opposite of the person that you're dealing with.
I don't care how opposite you are. Women are going to get on your nerves.
Sheldon, don't love my mother. What are you saying?
That's right. Tell him, Princey. That's right. He's talking a bunch of bullshit. But see...
No,
men is, and the men's situation is different because men, you could deal with, well, woman could deal with that. You understand? A man is different when it comes with two women. It's totally different.
Yo, Mama Bugs, listen, we appreciate you calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, guys. Later.
Find out.
Later, bye. Gator.
We'll be back Thursday.
We appreciate everybody calling in. Tonight's topic was Three's Company. We're trying to figure
exactly,
out.
Exactly. Their ego, Grumpy. Their ego.
We're trying to figure out if being in multiple partner relationship is more beneficial and better than being in today's monogamous relationship. We have some great callers calling in. Shout out to Sunny Winters. Shout out to Mama Bugs. Who else called in?
Aries.
Shout out to Aries for his story. That was crazy. Tune in this Thursday. We have another hot topic for you guys. Remember, Airgasm Show is on from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Make sure you guys are here.
9 p.m.
Come in. Catch the topic.
Be here or be what?
Be square.
Be square.
All right. That's our show for tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Square.
We are out of here.
Yo, son, real talk. Don't call my phone on Tuesdays or Thursdays at 9 o'clock. That's my Gonzo After Dark Airgasm podcast time. Facts. Tune in 9 p.m. It's Gonzo After Dark. Everybody gather round. Airgasm about to start. Real talk. Battle of the sexes. Not what you expecting. It's a matter of perspective. Check, check, check them out. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Yo, Bugs, they don't hear me, son. I said they ask again. 9 o'clock on the dot where they introduce the topic. Then they break it down and chop it up and walk you through the logic. Every girl that I know now say she love the show because they never had so many orgasms in a row. Yo, good on both coasts. Shout out to both hosts. Tonight is a live wire. And Bugsy got jokes. That's a fact, though. Shorty said I got the time, but where's that? So, I said it's Gonzo After Dark podcast show. Then gave her the cold shoulder, told her listen to the show and don't you call me till it's over. Yo, it's Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. What did you expect? Politically incorrect. Got the nighter on set with the hookah on deck. Yo, it's Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. Gonzo After Dark, it got them about to start. What did you expect? Politically incorrect. Got Bugsy on set. Tell the people cut the check.
Yo, attention, attention. I need everybody to stop what you're doing right now. Log on to Facebook Live, blogtalkradio.com. It's Gonzo After Dark, Airgasm Podcast, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m.
Thank you.